Ohio's primary is in the books. A look at some of the results.
A state trooper is hit by a young driver, both having to go to the hospital.
And the New Heights podcast live at Nippert, how you can get your hands on tickets.
5 on 5 and 5. Welcome to Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Kelly, Megan, and Steven here with you. Post-election day, it's still cold outside as well. So a lot to unpack here on the first full day of spring. You got something to say, Kelly?
That's fine. No, you got something? I don't.
Go ahead. You know what? The mic is on.
Steven, I don't. I should have sent you a picture as we walked down our street yesterday, enjoying the somewhat spring-like weather, despite your feelings.
And also yesterday, it still felt like winter, which it was in the morning, Kelly.
It was so, no, yesterday was cold. Yesterday was bitter when you stepped outside. It did warm up nicely, kind of. It wasn't, you know, the weekend, but it was still nice to be outside. Everyone had coats on except my two-year-old, because when he rides his bike, he can't also wear a coat.
I get that. No, I totally get where he's coming from on that.
Okay. Well, when he has frozen fingers, you can come deal with
something
that.
Something about the velocity, the friction.
Yeah.
He's a guy.
He's more aerodynamic. Yeah. Without the coat.
Yeah, there you go. He's a guy. We do weird things at all ages. What can I say?
Yeah.
No, so I'm defending him at this moment.
He also thinks it's a motorcycle, but that's a conversation for a different day. So let's talk about today's weather. Sunny to partly cloudy, windy again. It's the wind, truly, that like is making things somewhat uncomfortable. High of 51, overnight, few clouds, cold, 25. I'm ready to be done with that. Tomorrow, cloudy again, high of 43. Friday, mostly cloudy, scattered rain, high of 58. So we kind of just hang in this pattern for the most part. I don't know if it's safe to say this, but Randy included it in her email. Early outlook for Reds opening day, partly cloudy, 60-ish. We got time, but that's good to know.
We're putting good vibes into the air.
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
I like that.
Here.
Okay. I but like that. We'll
as Randy would tell everybody, we're still a ways out. So just know that things are looking in the right direction. Let's jump into the headlines. First up, let's talk about the primary results. Biden and Trump both won their primaries easily, but in the U.S. Senate primary, on the Republican side, it was a three-horse race. Moreno, Dolan, and LaRose all going head-to-head. Polling was close, but the actual results far from that. Moreno dominates Dolan and LaRose. He will head to November to face off against incumbent Senator Sherrod Brown. That will be a closely watched race from the entire country. Could decide the balance of the Senate in the long run. In Ohio's 1st District, incumbent Greg Landsman will face off against Orlando Sanza. In the 2nd District, David Taylor beat out 10 other people to win this nomination. He'll go against Democrat Samantha Meadows for this open seat. Brad Wenstrup is not running for re-election. In the Ohio 8th, incumbent Warren Davidson, he will go against Dr. Vanessa Enoch for a fourth time coming up in November. Getting to bonds and land levies, just a couple of them. Kings Local, they will be getting a new high school. A lot of celebration up there. Fairfield City Schools, a levy did fail, so they have plans to cut some teacher positions along with other cuts. And the Coleraine Township Police levy failed a second time. They had to make some cuts back in November after a levy failed. We shall see what they do after that. All right, we're going a little ways away out to Adams County, where a trooper was hit head-on while in his car.
Yeah, and we know that the driver who crashed with the trooper had to be flown to Cincinnati Medical Center, UC Medical Center. The Ohio State Highway Patrol says the 19-year-old man has serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Our cameras were able to see that extensive damage. You could check it out on WLWT.com. Both cars at that crash scene were damaged before both vehicles were towed away. Now, state police say that driver crashed head-on to a trooper driving a marked vehicle. This happened just before 8 o'clock last night, 8:30, on Davis Memorial Road near Peebles. And the trooper was taken to a nearby hospital in an ambulance with minor injuries. So far, state police did not say what led up to the crash or who might have caused it. We do know that 19-year-old driver who crashed with the trooper was not wearing his seatbelt. But right now, the Ohio State Highway Patrol is continuing to investigate the crash.
Coming back here locally, heading up to Lakota. They've had some school board member issues, particularly with one, and they might resolve them tonight.
Certainly going to be interesting, no matter how you feel about it. Happening today, the Lakota school boards could remove this controversial member. We're talking about Darby Bodie. So the only item on the agenda for tonight's special meeting is a resolution to declare a vacancy on the board and declare Darby Bodie's reasons for a 90-day absence, quote, insufficient. Bodie has served on the school board since 2021. I don't believe we've heard her reasons for being absent, so I don't know if that will be addressed at all. Just last year, the former superintendent resigned, blaming Bodie for creating a hostile work environment, and another board member, Isaac Adai, filed a civil protection order against her, so she had been attending meetings virtually, I believe, for the most part. We'll bring you updates on any decisions from tonight's meeting. Again, I'm sure that will garner a lot of conversation.
Absolutely. Speaking of conversation, you know, we enjoy our good times here in Cincinnati and Oktoberfest. Cincinnati is one of the biggest, if not one of the best.
I like this move. I'm very excited. This year's festival will now take place at Sawyer Point in Yeatman's Cove, right there by the river. And we're told that part of the reason is the view. I mean, you've got the bridges right there. It's a beautiful park, and city leaders do want to expand this year's event and highlight the banks and the Ohio. It also helps expand the growing festival to include a 300-foot tent that seats more than 1,000 people. This year's Oktoberfest Cincinnati will run September 19th through the 22nd.
Plus one right now, the Today Show is on in the background, and they're running a story about NASA seeking new astronauts, so I need to go fill out a job application.
Yeah, they teased it. As you had just left the studio, and they were saying, if you've ever wanted to be an astronaut, NASA's now, and you're already gone. I was trying to get your attention.
Listen, I know what they need on those applications. I don't have those qualifications. And do you know how many applications they get? Because I know, because I've applied before.
Never say never.
50,000.
Never say never.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's not a small amount, because they got people like me applying, too. And I also don't have a science degree. Got a couple of arts degrees. They're great.
I think, you know.
But you know what? They need everyone. Mentally competent people.
And there's not a lot of those people out there.
Yeah.
In the world.
You're mentally competent.
Let me get 8 hours of
sleep. Well, yeah. Good luck with that.
All right. Our final story of the day. If you are a fan of the Kelsey's in any way, shape, or form, especially their podcast, you have a chance to get front and center.
Yeah, a little new news for you. If you listen to the podcast, you will understand what I'm talking about. They have released that they will be having tickets go on sale at noon today, Wednesday, March 20th at noon. It could be crazy, which, you know, even better. So they will be recording their podcast live at Nippert, which will be really fun. Tickets go on sale at noon today. I am in the New Heights world. Have been since before Taylor Swift.
That's why we had you read the story, because I know nothing.
It's a great podcast, and I think it was doing really well prior to that whole thing, and it continues to do really well, I'm sure, in part because of the Swifties. But a lot of them say, you know, they came for Taylor, but then ended up staying around because it's just, you know, it's brothers. A lot of us have that, you know, sibling dynamic that's very relatable to hear them talk about. And then football. I love football, so it's fun to get insight on the different games that they provide. I have seen people post from as far away as like 2.5 hours, like, oh, that's just down the road for me. I'm going to try to get tickets and go. So I think the demand is going to be a little greater than maybe the average person realizes for the taping of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of big fans.
I mean, is this going to be an Eras Tour 2.0? Like, are we going to see 7-year-old girls coming?
You will see them outside for sure if there's a chance that she could be.
See, Steven was curious about that, but Swifties are.
Wait, I was?
Oh. Well, you're like, will we see 7-year-old girls going to the Kelsey Brothers?
I think I was having flashbacks to when Taylor had her concerts and that whole weekend of
It was a lot. I was like,
this is a lot.
Madness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is great for the city. Great for her. Great for the fans.
Mostly positive madness. That was good.
Everybody was well paid. It was great.
Yeah, but it was crazy. I'm going to say this. Don't bring your 7-year-olds. If you don't like them to hear the F word, do not bring your 7-year-olds to this taping, like just to see Taylor's boyfriend. You're going to have to hold their ears the whole time. So if you are not a fan of the podcast and you've not listened, but your child thinks they want to go just to see Travis Kelce, there is cursing. Maybe they'll do better with a live version of it. On a college campus?
Let's not bet on it.
I wouldn't bet on it. So just as a heads up for you, I can tell you there is a lot of cursing.
Why did I feel like I heard that Taylor was on a break from her concert tour?
She is.
Thought I heard that. And until during the May.
So you are stirring things.
Stir, stir, stir.
mix is my sentence.
All right, that's 5 on 5 and 5 off the rails per usual. We'll see you on your Thursday.